Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Just this past week, I returned from a three-week missions trip serving with CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship in Uganda and East Central Africa. It was an amazing trip. How do you put into words a mission trip that the Lord put together from beginning to end, all according to His time, His way, and His plan? In many ways, I felt like the Lord had been preparing me for this missions trip for years, perhaps even decades, before this trip to Africa ever became a reality. Since 1988 and 89, the Lord is the one who opened the door for me to go to Africa straight out of high school as a short-term missionary with Word of Life and also with Campus Crusade for Christ, doing ministry in public schools and also showing the Jesus film for 2 summers. For years, Africa was on my heart and mind. I thought for a long time it was to Africa where God wanted me to go and minister, serving Him full-time all the days of my life. But as the years went by, there were no more signposts from the Lord directing me back to Africa. Instead, marriage and ministry years came, serving here in the States, first in South Carolina, and then in Illinois, with God clearly directing my steps to have both feet planted here firmly, in the USA serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship and also beginning a family. Somewhere around 2000, though, I was given a bookmark. This was a prayer reminder for the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship in East Central Africa, praying particularly for the 11 countries under the leadership of Joseph Kabuli, who, by the way, is the regional director still in that area of the world even today. My heart was for Africa, but I knew God had clearly called me stateside as a missionary here with CEF in the USA. I thought to myself, well, if God wants me to go, then He will have to open the door. But meanwhile, I can pray. I can pray for Africa and the ministry of CEF in that region of the world in East Central Africa. And so I did. But looking back, I can see now that God is the one who is leading and guiding every step of the way. It was God who was stoking the African fires again and burning my heart to pray. You know, we should never underestimate prayer. You never know what God is doing and what He will do by moving your heart to first pray. And then a few years later, in 2003, I was in Joliet, Illinois, helping our CEF local chapter there conduct a children's evangelistic outreach showing the Jesus film at the historic Rialto Theater on a Saturday afternoon, when suddenly an unknown man came up to me and invited me to come and sit down on a three-legged African stool from Uganda right there in the middle of the theater's hallway. I knew this man was genuine, and I knew he wasn't crazy, but it was such a surreal experience sitting in the middle of a foyer outside the theater's doors on a three-legged African stool and being asked point blank if I would put together a team from CEF of Illinois to go to Uganda to put together a short-term missions trip and doing teacher training for the children's workers ministry over there. After the connections were made and all the CEF permissions were granted on both sides, it was as if the Lord came down in a Macedonian-like call and threw open the doors to go to Africa and back again. This first six-week Uganda short-term mission trip in 2003 was an amazing experience, not only because of the ministry that myself and my co-worker Jill Hostetler and I were able to do during that short period of time, but also because of all the contacts that were made that laid the foundation of ministry relationships with the CEF of Uganda National Workers that is still strong to this day. Time would fail for me to tell you how this one open door to Africa brought in a flood of ministry activity, crisscrossing both sides of the oceans, not only here in the USA and Illinois, and also overseas in the East Central African region, particularly with the CEF workers from Uganda and Kenya. And then in 2011, the open door to go to Africa and back came again, this time for my family, my husband and my 2 boys, to go to Uganda and Kenya, where I served as a guest speaker for the CEF National Conference, and also doing teacher training in Gulu in northern Uganda near the South Sudan border. It was an absolute joy to share my love for Africa with my family and our 2 young boys who were so young at that time. I think Samuel was 3 years old and Caleb was like 6 or 7 when they made their first mission trip overseas to Africa. Then 2 years later, in 2013, the Africa door came knocking again. This time I was invited to speak at the CEF All-African Conference in Tanzania in East Central Africa, where over 300 CEF missionaries came from countries all over the continent of Africa to attend. It was a quick 2-week mission trip around the world, but it was such a joy to meet so many committed African workers from different countries who live sacrificially and give their whole lives, literally, to serve the Lord in reaching children for Christ. But right before I left East Central Africa in 2013, Joseph Kavuli, who is the regional director, he came and he talked to me because he wanted to ask me a question. He wanted to know if I would be willing to come back again to Africa and conduct a board and committee training in each of the 11 countries in his East Central Africa region, going from country to country in just a short period of time. At that time, though, when he asked me that question, I had never conducted a committee or board training before, and I felt completely unqualified and not up to the task. And so I turned him down. I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Kavuli. I just think you're asking the wrong person. I just don't feel qualified. I'm not comfortable with that, and I think you need to ask, somebody else." I have long wondered if my knee-jerk reaction when he asked me that question maybe was a mistake. But now looking back, I can see it was simply not yet God's time. For almost 6 years after I came back in 2013, the door to Africa remained quiet. But even though the door to Africa remained shut for a period of time, God was at work both in me and behind the scenes preparing me for what lay ahead, even though I didn't know, as well as sharpening my ministry sickle. First, there was God's preparation in me. Some of you may know that a few years ago in 2015, I had a very bad accident, a snow skiing accident that ripped up my knee that resulted in surgery. And during this time of recovery, both before and after surgery, I had a lot of time on my hands for reading and studying God's Word. It's almost like I had been given a ministry sabbatical. And during this time, I came across a Bible teaching ministry called Ligonier that was led by the late R.C. Sproul, a Bible theologian, and through my study of God's Word, I began to have a deeper understanding of the gospel message of God's grace, that we are saved by God's grace alone, through faith alone, and in Christ alone. And even though I had known and heard these doctrines and teachings before, these gospel truths began to sink down deeper into my life, and I began to grasp that my own salvation in Christ wasn't because I just one day happened to believe on Jesus, but that I was chosen in Christ to believe on Christ before the foundation of the world. It was all by God's grace alone that He chose me and chased me all the way to the cross. It is by God's grace alone that secures me to Christ both now and for eternity. I had understood since I was a child that I wasn't saved by my works, but now I understood more clearly that I was saved only by faith in Christ's works, both by Christ's lifeblood given for me on my behalf by His atoning death, and also by Christ's righteousness lived for me on my behalf by His perfect life. I in myself have none, zero, zip, no righteousness of my own. All my righteousness is outside of myself and is found in Christ alone. And I am only made right with God by faith in Christ. At the same time I was digging deeper into the gospel and the doctrines of God's sovereign grace, also through my pastor, Dr. Brian Chappell, during this time, I was growing in my understanding in how the whole Bible, from cover to cover, points to Christ in all Scripture through the unfolding message of the grace of God in Christ. But at the same time, and perhaps even more importantly, I was learning how my spiritual growth was not dependent upon my striving and my straining, or even on my own self-efforts or my spiritual disciplines. The true catalyst for Christian growth, spiritual growth in the Christian life, is growing deeper day by day in understanding the grace of God in Christ Jesus and living in light of His unchanging, unimaginable great love for us. But not only was there a growth in my deeper understanding of God's Word and my personal walk with Christ through God's transformational grace, also almost at the same time, I underwent a foundational change in ministry and my understanding of the roles and responsibilities of how the CEF board and local committees and staff relate to one another. For 20 plus years, I always thought that the CEF staff, if you were to ask me, were the most important ingredient in building a strong foundation for ministry. But in 2017, just a couple years ago, through a series of board trainings and mentoring relationship with my former state director, Richard Summerford, I underwent a paradigm shift and began to understand that the foundation for building a strong ministry is not on the backs of our staff, but even as a first priority on having a strong and committed CEF board and local committee. Within a year, in 2018, my CEF of Illinois State Board launched our new 3-year master plan called the three B's: build the board, build the staff, and build church partnerships. But that first step to the three B's was the emphasis and the most important, the priority of building the board. In 2018, I then began, on behalf of my board, conducting local committee trainings with our board members and chapters throughout Illinois with the goal of strengthening our board and local committees. And by God's grace, in 1 year, we saw a growth of over 20 new board and committee members who came into CEF. Praise the Lord. There are other areas of preparation that I could also share with you, including a deep dive into God's Word and regular, even weekly Bible studies with my staff, because I really believe that we lead people, first of all, by feeding them on God's Word. But all of that is to say this, that not 1 ounce of preparation for ministry during this time was wasted. Unknown to me, God was going to use all this preparation for not only ministry here in Illinois with CEF, but also for CF ministry overseas, which leads back to the open door to Africa and back this year in 2019. In August, a year ago in 2018, Emmanuel Makasa, who is the National Director of CEF of Uganda, and Joseph Kavuli, the regional director for that area, they both asked me to come this year in 2019 to do a combination of several ministries, including being the guest speaker for the national conference in Uganda, speaking in churches and pastors' conference for children's workers, encouraging their CEF staff there, but also to come and conduct board and committee trainings in different regions throughout Uganda. It was a fast-paced 3 weeks of ministry from beginning to end. In total, by the end of the 21 days, our ministry team in Uganda reached over 2,000 children with the gospel of Jesus Christ through school ministries, Sunday schools, and over 1,500 adults through churches, conferences, special meetings that we had, and board and committee trainings. I loved it. It was great. It was just my kind of Africa cup of tea. My goal in going to Africa and back was simply to be used of the Lord in any way that He desired and to point people to Christ. My desire was to impact people with God's Word and the gospel message of God's grace in Christ. Some of the ministry highlights that stand out to me was, for example, speaking to over 2,000 children in 7 different schools all within 2 days, including 600 elementary children and 500 high school students all at one shot. Everywhere we went, we found ministry doors wide open in the schools to proclaim the gospel message with elementary children, middle school, high school, through whole school assemblies. It was an amazing open door for the gospel that God had given to us. Truly, truly, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. We must pray the Lord of the harvest that He would send out more laborers to His harvest field, especially in those African schools. Another highlight for me was helping adults to see Christ in all scriptures. I had several pastors and children's workers who came up and expressed how much they appreciated a deeper understanding of God's Word and how the whole Bible, specifically the Old Testament, how it all points to and is fulfilled in Christ. There was one pastor who shared at the conference who stood up and he said that just in the next week he was being asked by pastors to summarize a sermon on what the whole Bible was all about, but before he came to the conference there in Uganda, he didn't even know what he was going to say because he wasn't even sure himself. And then he stood up and he says, "Now I understand. The Bible is all about Christ from beginning to end, and I know now what I'm going to share." Another testimony that stands out to me includes a minister evangelist who shared with me that God has been leading him for a while to go back to his homeland in the Congo, which is just right across the Uganda border, to preach the gospel there. But he was struggling with being willing to go back because, well, life in Uganda is just so much better and easier. But then after attending the CEF Uganda conference, where we had been talking about in one of our sessions, Joshua chapter 1, and being prepared to cross over to go to the promised land that God has called us, he said, "Now I'm ready to go. The decision is made. God is calling me and my family to cross over and carry the eternal covenant message of redemption in Christ back to my homeland. No more putting it off. I'm crossing over." After the 21 days were up, I too needed to be prepared to cross over and come back to the States and serve the Lord here where God has planted me, here in CEF of Illinois. Will the Lord open the door one day to go to Africa and back again? Only the Lord knows, and we'll have to leave that with Him. Meanwhile, every missions trip that you take to the other side of the world, it never leaves you quite the same. I have a deep desire now to go back again, not so much for me, but to take others with me, including my CEF staff, and also even my family members, including my 2 boys, so they can experience the joy and open door ministry in proclaiming the gospel to people who are so willing and eager to hear of Christ and whose hearts are wide open to receive the truth of God's Word. I also want to thank each of you who prayed for me, who financially supported me to make this mission trip to Africa and back possible. I know that the Lord is the one who opens and closes doors, and so I will wait on Him. But meanwhile, I am so thankful for all the open doors that He gives to me and to each of us to proclaim His word and His gospel to others so that they too might know Christ. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week on Telling Future Generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.